Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Byron. Returning your call. How may I help you?
Who your customer service for?
Oh, we service several different brands and products, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can go ahead and pull up your account with us?
P0M1H0.
P0M1HH0.
Yes. Now, is this regarding
I'm not pulling up anything based off that zip code. That zip code is P as in Paul 0, M as in match 1, H as in helicopter 0.
yeah. Try 430. Let me see. I can't don't remember it offhand. Let me look. Four two, no, 32413. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. And your first and last name?
Karen Crisp.
All right, Ms. Karen. I'm not showing up anything based off that zip code. Could you spell your first and last name for me?
See, my first name is Karen, Karen. Last name is Crisp, Crisp, as in Papa.
Thank you for that, Ms. Karen. And
Thank
for
you.
security purposes, could you verify your address for me?
Are we talking in Panama City Beach? Or my visa address?
Either one.
Okay, it's SF4, Portside, 17620, I think it is, Front Beach Road, Panama City Beach.
Thank
Not
you
my
for.
permanent address. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. And give me one second while I go ahead and access your account, okay?
Yes, please.
And I do see that you have with us the CBD oil and the CBD cream. How's that working out for you?
Well, the problem is I never got any.
All right, give me one second so I can track and see where this package could have went.
Are there notes on file that I've talked to someone earlier and they said they'd have somebody call me back? She
Yes,
said she'd put notes on the file.
yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I am looking at those, okay?
Okay, thank you. I truly believe that I called and canceled this, and now it's being said that I didn't, and I have no way of proving it.
Yes, ma'am. I do see where you called in earlier today and the account was canceled. But I'm not showing any existing notes of the account being canceled out.
Well, it was when I called the bank in, I think, Flip, I forget the date they said either. Would it be early December? Must have been maybe after the first thing came in. And I called, and at that time the bank was going to change my bank or my credit card and have that canceled, and I called you to cancel it, but it didn't get canceled.
All right, give me 1 second
And then, unfortunately, there must have been a delivery made. She told me on the line today. Now, she said the January 1 was returned, and which would indicate from the December call. But the February 1 came, they said. And she said it was delivered, but I don't remember getting it. And then the March 1, what did she tell me about March? I think she, I forget if she said March came too. She said I was charged for March, but I don't, I didn't get it. And then April and May were returned, and not, and supposedly I'm getting a credit for that. So it's awful fishy that, you know, that the whole thing. But you'll see from her record, like what she told me today was that the May 15 and May, both of the May 15 were are going to be refunded, and same with the April. April 12th, and where's the other April one? Anyway, it's supposed to be canceled as well. No, wait. Yeah, it's supposed to be canceled. So anyway, it just was very odd, and unfortunately, I haven't found my notes yet that would have indicated. I usually keep a diary, and unfortunately, it was the diaries with my stuff from Panama City Beach, and I live in Ontario, Canada. So I have to locate that thing and be able to tell you the exact date that I would have called. But I do keep a diary.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm going to do for you, I'm going to just go ahead and transfer you directly to a supervisor so they can better assist you, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Do I have to repeat all this again?
No, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and update your account, which is going to explain exactly what's been going on. Now, she may ask questions so she can gain a better understanding. But I am going to notate your account and tell her exactly what's going on.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second so I can go ahead and do that, okay?
Yeah. And the other thing, just so you know, just for point of interest, we had to come back in March because of COVID. So I wasn't there. And yet she tells me all the orders were canceled in those 2 months too. So, and nothing ever came. So, I mean, it's, anyway, go ahead and get the supervisor. I'm just going on. At my age, I do that a lot. Sorry.
Oh, no, ma'am. You're completely fine. Give me 1 second so I can notate your account. Then I'm going to get you transferred over, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. It's Karen. I'm still here with you. I'm just making sure I have her account completely annotated so I can get you transferred over, okay?
Yep.
All right, well, I do have your account notated, and I'm gonna get you transferred over to a supervisor so they can better assist you. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, Ms. Karen?
Yeah, how do you think my success is gonna be?
I honestly can't say. I'm gonna get you transferred over to a supervisor, but I do see here. The notes were, I created some notes. The agent before also had notes explaining what's been going on. So what they'll do, they'll, like I said, they will ask you some questions to gain a better understanding of what's exactly going on. And they should be able to help you. I'm very confident in our supervisors that they'll be able to help you to the best of their ability.
Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
I'm going to speak to someone else now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just stay on the line with me. What you hear, you'll hear a brief moment of silence, followed by music, and then someone will be on the line to help you.
Good. Thank you.